This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live on the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, October 7th edition. I'm filling in for Alex today. I'm Paul Joseph Watson with David Knight in studio. Just mentioned this before the break. Reuters reports U.S. nurses say they are unprepared to handle Ebola patients. Nurses, the frontline care providers, one of whom will be the Ebola victim's stepdaughter shortly thanks to the CDC, say they are untrained and unprepared to handle patients arriving in the hospital emergency departments infected with Ebola. So we've heard these assertions, these claims by the CDC that the hospitals are all prepared. Yet around a week ago, we in fact had nurses protesting out on the street saying that they weren't prepared, they weren't given proper training for Ebola. And indeed, the very hospital in Dallas where Thomas Eric Duncan arrived, they had received Ebola training, but of course it proved to be completely useless since they couldn't detect symptoms of Ebola. Even though he told them he had travelled from West Africa, they basically ignored the threat, gave him some pills and sent him home. But David Knight, you're going to be back in the final hour to talk about some financial issues, so let's tease that.
Yeah, there's some interesting updates and financial information. We've had an increase in the budget deficit last year of over 6%. We've got house prices that are not recovering. Ben Bernanke can't even refinance his home. And here's a guy who is making, he's a multimillionaire in terms of his salary every year. He's got a house that's a jumbo loan, which should actually be easier to refinance. But because of increased regulations in the wake of the crash that we had in 2008, because they wanted to socialize the losses into these banks, they came back and said, but that's okay, we'll match that with increased regulation. Well, those regulations are even keeping somebody who is trying to refinance a home that is a very small portion of his income from being able to do it, the former head of the Federal Reserve. And of course, there's some new updates on the LIBOR scandal, which is probably one of the most corrupt and far-reaching scandals we've seen in the financial community since I can remember, because the LIBOR is the basis on which interest rates are set up for adjustable interest rates, and people gaming that system made billions and billions of dollars of profit off of other people. So there's some update on that as well that we'll have.
And I mean, just on the economy, obviously we had the Foreign Affairs article, which I discussed a few days ago. They were talking about how median household income in the United States has basically stagnated since 1989. People's living standards are either, again, stagnating or indeed dropping, and they're very wary of this threat. That's what they're scared could cause the populist uprising. We're going to get into that with Robert David Steele after the break. But David, I mean, just having been here 9 years ago before the financial collapse, I noticed that there's basically a panhandler on every other corner in Austin, Texas. It really seems that there's more poverty in evidence since before the financial collapse back in 2008.
Well, actually, the economy here in Austin is quite strong compared to other places. I think a lot of these panhandlers are coming here because of the weather, because of the strong economy, and because of kind of the attitude perhaps of the police department. Some places they really crack down on them, and some places they take a more of a laissez-faire approach. But the real estate market here, especially in Austin, is very strong compared to the rest of the country. If you look at house prices, it's essentially come back to the peak here. And in South North Dakota, where there's an energy-based economy, where it plays a large part of the economy. But in many other places, they're looking at housing prices that are down 15%, 33% in Florida. I think it's like 15% in California that they've plummeted. That's a very serious matter because that's more equity than most people have. And when you add $1 trillion in just 1 year to the deficit, as we just did, that is going to create an economic malaise that we're not going to get out of.
We're going to be back. David's going to be back in studio final hour to cover some more on these issues. But coming up in the next segment, Robert David Steele to talk about Ebola and the open source revolution. Looking forward to that one. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay right there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Second hour of the Alex Jones Show Live on this Tuesday edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson again, filling in for Alex, who is taking care of some family members who have fell sick. So we hope to have Alex back tomorrow. For the moment, we're joined by Robert David Steele, who I'm very excited to talk to, having recently read his book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert David Steele, a former CIA clandestine services case officer, activist and promoter of open source intelligence, and we're going to get into Ebola, the Open Source Everything Manifesto, and more. Mr. Steele, welcome to the show.
Hey, please call me Robert. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you. 2 weeks ago, roughly, you came on the Alex Jones Show and talked about a potential Ebola false flag event. Of course, 2 weeks before the first case emerged in the United States. Is that what we're seeing unfold now in the aftermath of this Dallas case?
I think it's too soon to tell. I mean, when I was hearing the chatter about a false flag, that was prior to Ebola becoming actually a very serious threat. spawned in large part because of the incompetence of the CDC. I believe the CDC is lying to the president and misrepresenting the danger. And right now that has moved ahead of false flag as my concept of what the greatest threat is.
So do you think this is going to tie into any kind of October surprise? Obviously, we've got the midterm elections coming up. Do you see the Ebola threat, whether it be hijacked or you know, exploited by the administration, playing a part in those midterm elections? Or could we indeed see some kind of other a false flag incident that could play a role?
Well, there are always false flags going on. I mean, the one that's still rings my chimes is the FBI trying to bribe a retarded Muslim kid into leaving his mother and starting a cell, paying him $3,000 to do that. False flag is a deep part of the American government psyche, at least among the rogue elements. Your October surprise is interesting. Of course, somebody is going to try and do something to influence the elections, but right now I think everything is pointing toward the Republicans retaking the Senate. Obama has lost the initiative. He's giving no semblance of having a coherent government that knows what it's doing. The intelligence community is an abject failure. Tom Englehart just wrote a brilliant book, which I'll review shortly, as well as a brilliant article on the failure of the intelligence community. So right now, whether Obama let me just say, Ebola is going to play in the elections, you're absolutely right. Whether false flag plays in, I don't know. What is certain is that the U.S. government is giving every evidence of being totally incompetent, and this will assuredly hurt the administration.
We're talking to Robert David Steele. The website, by the way, is phibetaiota.net. We can get that up on screen for people. There you see it, the Public Intelligence blog. Now, of course, you wrote the book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto, which we're going to get into shortly, but there's also a pretty good article by Nafees Ahmed, I believe, out of The Guardian, which kind of summarized what you pointed out in that book and some of the speeches you gave afterwards. You gave a speech earlier this year in which you said that all the major preconditions for revolution, which you originally set out back in 1976, were now present both in the United States and Britain. There you see the article out of The Guardian. The open source revolution is coming and it will conquer the 1% ex-CIA spy. So in terms of these preconditions for revolution, highlight exactly what some of those are and give us an idea of the timescale that we're looking at in terms of this revolution, as you call it.
I'd be very glad to do that. But let me just come back and close the loop with you on Ebola, because I see four separate distinct threats on Ebola, all four of them very, very bad for both the public and the administration. The first, of course, is CDC malfeasance. Just to give you an example, the N85 mask or whatever it is they're recommending, that will stop things that are 3 microns in size. Ebola is 0.08 microns in size. So they are severely misleading the first responders and the health professionals. CDC is not being honest. The second is Saudi importation of Ebola through the Saudi diplomatic pouch, and then infecting 20 Saudi students distributed across the United States among the 100,000 or more Saudi students that are in universities across the country. The third is the false flag, which is still up there for me. And the fourth is actually a successful ISIS martyr initiative in which people generally Western in appearance are brought in through airplanes, because we're not screening at airports and neither is the United Kingdom. Now, coming back to your preconditions of revolution, I did my first thesis on this, and it's all available free online at Phi Beta Iota. But the bottom line is concentration of wealth, loss of legitimacy of the government, severe unemployment. The actual unemployment rate in the United States is 22.4%, according to shadowstats.com, not the ridiculous 6-7% that the administration claims. And then there are a whole wealth of other ideocultural and technodemographic conditions, which include very young people coming out with a college degree and not being able to get work, older people like me not being able to get work, and our veterans. I cannot overemphasize how much the U.S. government fears our veterans, because these people are armed, dangerous, and their patriotism cannot be questioned. So we have all of the preconditions of revolution in the United States. What we do not have, an Ebola or a major failure in Ebola as perceived by the public, what we do not have is a precipitant for moving the people into the streets and actually firing every sitting congressman and actually reelecting someone new just for the sake of having someone new.
So do you think, you know, the U.S. is going to see a Tunisian fruit seller moment, or is it more kind of a general malaise, a lowering of living standards, as you said, a collapse in the economy? Is it going
Something
to be?
Something is going to break. There are a lot of bad things about to happen. I'll give you one simple example. There is a huge fracking bubble in Wall Street in the city of London. A great many fracking wells have been dug. They're being sold on the derivatives marketplace. And what people don't realize is that fracking is on and off, on or off. It's not a smooth decline in production the way natural gas and oil is. Fracking, you get it or you don't. And so what's going to happen here is all of a sudden the city of London and Wall Street, the people who are buying these things are going to realize that they've been sold a bill of goods with fracking wells that will not produce, that will run out. And that could set off a new financial panic. You combine that with Ebola. You combine that with 1,000 wells going dry across California and Texas and Arizona. And you're really beginning to see what could become a perfect storm. Probably not before the elections in November, but possibly. We are, in my 62 years, the United States of America is as low as I have ever seen it get in every possible respect.
And in terms of this perfect storm that you just mentioned, I wrote an article last week which was based on a series of essays in the CFR's publication Foreign Affairs. And basically they acknowledge that this populist uprising, these preconditions for revolution both on the right and the left, with the Tea Party, with the Occupy movement and the anti-EU movement in Europe, were coalescing. There you see the article, establishment desperate to co-opt populist uprising. So they acknowledge that there's this American distemper growing, as you have documented. But in their own words, they said, quote, that they've got to co-opt this uprising and kind of squirrel it away into issues of little or no significance so as to quell the American distemper. I mean, how do you think they're going to try? Because, of course, we know to a certain extent with the Arab Spring, with some of the other uprisings, there were attempts to co-opt them by the establishment. Do you see a similar process occurring in the United States and throughout Europe?
You've raised what for me is the single most important and interesting possibility in this century. I mean, you've really brought up something that we could talk about for hours. As you know, as well as anyone, during the student uprisings in the 1960s, the CIA funded a wide variety of student movements. And the whole idea was to let 1,000 flowers bloom so they wouldn't talk to each other. And that has been the strategy of the foundations as well. There's an article out about the NGOization of everything, which basically means fragment them all. Micah Sifry has just published this book, which is an absolutely, utterly brilliant book. That is not available on Amazon. I think the publisher is to be castigated for that. It's one of the single most important books I've read in the last few years. And what it says is that all of the nonprofit organizations, from eco villages to intentional communities to energy and education and health foundations, they're all fragmented. They all want to use their hashtag. They refuse to actually share information, have a common strategy, and come out. So the foundations have succeeded. Now, let me give you what I think is the $64 trillion bonanza. The elites have broken ranks. Lady Rothschild in London has sponsored a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family has just sponsored a journal issue of the Browery called Mutuality Economics. And there are a number of billionaires on the West Coast, what I call the black sheep billionaires, and I understand there's some black sheep billionaires in Europe as well, that are talking about redemptive capitalism. What this boils down to is the elites are now divided. I would say roughly three quarters of the elites still think that they can just trash everybody and fragment everybody and continue business as usual for the next decade. That's not going to happen. the smarter elites, the elites that understand that the pitchforks are there and that there aren't enough guns to hold back everybody, those elites, that small handful of elites, is opening the possibility for people like me to be heard. And I thank you for the exposure on the Alex Jones Show, because I believe that we can preserve, protect, and not attack the existing concentrated wealth as long as the elites will fund.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Robert David Steele, stay tuned.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,196.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,240.33, $6,20.16 for a half ounce, or $3,10.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,240.33, $6,20.16, and $3,10.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Inside the doorway, use it only in emergency.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show this Tuesday, October 7th edition with me, Paul Joseph Watson, talking to Robert David Steele. The website is fightbetaiota.net. Former CIA case officer, who of course wrote the excellent book, which I read recently, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, you got cut off just on the break there. We were talking about how the elite plan to, quote, co-opt this populist uprising or these preconditions for revolution. Just finish your point on that.
Oh, well, thank you, because what I was trying to stress was that the elite have broken ranks. Lady Rothschilds in London has sponsored a conference on inclusive capitalism. The Mars family, which has been an honest, wealthy family for a very long time, has sponsored a journal issue on mutuality economics, which means everybody needs to get ahead. And finally, what I call the black sheep billionaires on the West Coast and also in Europe are talking about redemptive capitalism. So I believe there's a way forward in which we can get a segment of the elite to sponsor open source everything, to sponsor a unification of all of us under an umbrella strategy to create infinite wealth for the 5 billion poor. It'll be a different kind of, it won't even be capitalism. It'll be focused on land and labor. So I actually feel very positive. I think that we're moving toward a perfect storm, and out of that perfect storm will come an entire new economy, and I'm tentatively adopting the Mars family concept of mutuality economics.
And in your book, I believe when you talk about the 5 billion poor, this is a process of educating them, arming them with cell phones, with the internet, with information. And I believe you make the point that the elite simply won't be able to cope with the tide of 5 billion more awake, informed individuals. Is that the case?
Well, yes, and Vaclav Havel has written an excellent book called Power of the Powerless, and Howard Zinn, of course, wrote The Power Government Cannot Suppress. 5 billion poor people right now are being blocked from creating infinite wealth because the vestiges of capitalism, particularly in the telecommunications and computing arena, they're like a quagmire. They're like a big mud tar pit into which the dinosaurs will sink. So open base transceiver station, which is open free cell phones, is one of the first steps toward unleashing the 5 billion poor. And there's some wonderful work being done on this in Mexico and other places. And there are other opens that will essentially allow the 5 billion poor to take their time energy equation and turn it into infinite wealth. This I am absolutely certain of.
I'm going to take your calls for Robert David Steele at 1-800-259-9231 after the break. But his book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, let's just break that down. What is the Open Source Manifesto? From the blurb, it's the transition from top-down secret command and control to a world of bottom-up consensual collective decision-making as a means to solve the major crises facing our world today. So how does this top-down system of control currently operate, and how can we begin to turn it around?
Well, it operates because we've allowed it to operate. We've allowed the fencing of the commons, the criminalization of private behavior. We've allowed governments to basically dictate what we should do and how we are educated and so forth. What is happening now is that states are failing in a big way, and I certainly include the United States and the United Kingdom as states of questionable viability. Localization is coming up. In New York, to take an example, fracking is forbidden by most of the towns and villages across the entire state of New York. And this is driving the fracking industry, which is a criminal industry, crazy. What I see is an end of top-down, an end of secrecy, and a rise of local face-to-face politics and local face-to-face economics in which money is pulled out of the remote banking system. In fact, I would say absentee banks, absentee landlords, and absentee governments are going to be on the trash heap of history.
And just bring us the origins of this. This was a 1992 conference where you first introduced these ideas, and I believe you got a lot of pushback from the CIA. Tell us about that.
Well, it's good of you to actually look at the history. I left the CIA to create the Marine Corps Intelligence Center, and I paid $20 million for my analysts to have access to all of the secrets, and I had a small PC over in a corner. And to my astonishment, they started lining up for the PC. And when I asked them why, they said, because there's nothing in the secret databases about Somalia, Haiti, Burundi, and all these other places. So that's when I realized that the U.S. government was totally ignorant and had not gotten a grip on all of the relevant information around the world. Since then, I've seen what Richard Stallman and others have done, Linus Torvalds have done with open source software and open hardware. I was one of the 4,000 participants in Obama's first open government initiative.
And we'll get more into that after the break with Robert David Steele taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show Live.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. Infowars.com for all the latest breaking news. We're talking to Robert David Steele, former CIA officer and author of the Open Source Everything Manifesto. Robert, we've got a long segment now, so feel free to elaborate, but we were just touching on it before the break. You had this landmark conference in 1992 where, despite opposition from the CIA, you got together all these intelligence professionals, basically 620 of them, and gave them this lecture on the Open Source Manifesto. So let's try and break down what exactly the open source transformation represents and why it represents also such a threat to the establishment.
Well, I love the way you've done your homework, and I thank you for that. Let's start with the fact that CIA, when it first agreed to my conference, said that they would come only if it was secret and U.S. citizens only. And I had to go to Admiral Studeman, and Admiral Studeman, God bless him, supported me and informed CIA that they would attend. CIA calls me open source, S-O-R-E-S. They see open source as a major threat because a great deal of the mystique of CIA, which I love as an organization, I want to save it in many ways. It's an important place. But CIA is living a lie. Apart from the atrocities that they're committing with drones and rendition and torture, which I have opposed from day one, they're not actually collecting secret intelligence. They're taking handouts from foreign liaison. They're doing legal traveler debriefings. They don't know anything. They have children being spoon-fed secrets that cover less than 3% of what we need to know. So essentially, Alvin Toffler called me the rival store when he wrote a chapter about the future of the spy in 1993. I'm still the rival store, but frankly, I'd like to come in and do a hostile takeover and get these people cleaned up. We need intelligence. Intelligence is decision support. I've written an article in Counterpunch called Intelligence for the President and Everyone Else. And let me stop there and throw it back to you. Bottom line is decision support is what would be saving us from Ebola. It would keep the Americans from invading the Middle East again. It would keep the government honest. We don't have intelligence because we don't have integrity.
And from what I read in your book, I mean, it's this attitude of intelligence being an enclosed community, and the CIA and other agencies placing so much credence in this secret intel that they then ignore the vast majority of open source intelligence, which in many cases is more accurate than that secret intel because that's an echo chamber. Is that correct?
Well, you're absolutely right, and it's really two parts. The first part is the intelligence community knows nothing. I am appalled as an intelligence professional, and from the 1990s, I was outlining precisely what needed to be done in order to make it a serious professional community, and I was ignored, in part because my ideas would have been grounds for tripling the amount of intelligence we could produce and cutting the budget in half. The intelligence community is a secret pork pie. That's all it is. It moves the money, as Bill Binney and others have said. And I really want to encourage everyone to look up Tom Engelbart's new article just out today called Failure is Success. Engelbart has rendered a huge national service in publishing that article, and I've written a very strong comment at the end of it. The other half of the problem, which Paul Pilar has addressed in his book, is that the White House does not make policy based on intelligence. It makes policy based on who has paid to be heard. So we have traitors running the U.S. government. We have financial traitors, ideological traitors, and religious traitors. And these people are not scrubbed out because the FBI has essentially been put in a straitjacket and is not allowed to do its job.
Let's take a quick call for Robert David Steele, Gennaro in Arizona. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Paul. Hi, Robert. First of all, I want to tell Paul thank you for your work. I really appreciate all the work that you do on InfoWars, as well as the entire team there. And Robert, thank you for your work over your entire career. You're a true hero in your activism for the American people. My question is for Robert. Yesterday, Paul, I had sent in an email bringing out the flagrant disregard of the judge, Judge Jenkins, in how he handled going to the apartment with no protection whatsoever, but yet he had everybody in the entire apartment quarantined, taking out their items, but he himself doesn't have to get quarantined. He himself does not have to wear any protection. So my question is, Robert, do you think that this is that false flag event that you mentioned in that they would simulate an Ebola attack in which they use biochemical weapons that dissipate and pretend that it's Ebola? Because who in their right mind would walk into an apartment that has Ebola everywhere from the guy that was living in that apartment with vomit and diarrhea and blood everywhere and put his life at such risk and put everybody else that he comes in contact with at risk?
I think you've got a you've got a very good point. And in fact, I've outlined four distinct possibilities as we face this Ebola threat. And that that blog is at Phi Beta Iota, and you can look it up as Robert Steele Ebola Today, Alex Jones Today. So I've outlined four specifics, and there's absolutely nothing to prevent a blending of these four. Certainly, I expect people to do some false flag drills. Homeland Security is famous for wanting to take the headlines and be active and be seen as doing something. And I think you have identified something that's called an indicator. I don't think the judge is stupid. I think very talented people tend to become judges, and they tend to have a lot of influence, a lot of smarts. So the judge has basically shown us that he is so unconcerned about Ebola that it probably is not Ebola in this specific instance.
Okay, thanks for the call. Just want to switch to a different topic before we throw back to the callers, and that is an article that appeared on your website, David, labeling truth seekers as conspiracy theorists. And this was about the conspiracy theory term and how it's been weaponized as a tool, as a pejorative to demonize freedom of thought. Just get into that for a moment for us.
Well, I have to give credit to the CIA. I mean, there was a time when I was a covert operations specialist, and media influence operations were part of what I did, although I was focused mostly on international opinion and basically crafting the worldwide opinion on El Salvador. So CIA coined this conspiracy theorist term, and the whole idea is to marginalize people. Now, if your readers want, or if your viewers want to go to Phi Beta Iota and use the search box, they can enter the words conspiracy and sane. And they will immediately get to some wonderful headlines from many other people. I don't post a lot myself on the website. I curate about 80 others that post. The bottom line is there have been 33 conspiracy theories so labeled that have been proven true. And the research is now out showing that people who have been labeled conspiracy theorists are by and large not only more intelligent, but correct in relation to the facts.
And this was, of course, the foundation was a 1967 document, I believe, from the CIA, which utilized the conspiracy theory term to demonize any questioning of the Warren Commission narrative. So as far back as 67, they were set on using this term as a pejorative to silence any criticism of any official narrative. And, of course, in that case, with the assassination of JFK. Let's go to another call for Robert David Steele. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, two quick questions for the guest. One was, you mentioned about this jet is sponsoring for in Texas and possibly for elections from the PR. Do you see the possibility of the interim election, basically a census used in the electronic voting for where they need to target the false voting tally? That's the first question. The second one was, when you mentioned the new economy, do you see network marketing or more multi-level marketing as one of the avenues for the $5 billion to be able to make a living or even prosper? Appreciate the response.
I'm sorry, the call is so broken up, I cannot understand the question.
Robert, he was saying, do you see multi-level marketing as a tool which could be used by the $5 billion poor to empower themselves?
I'm not even sure what that means. What I see the $5 billion poor doing is dumping the entire Western capitalist system on its ass, because the $5 billion poor need $2 refrigerators you can bury in the ground. They don't need zero degree refrigerators. In fact, they don't need anything that we've got to offer. They will create their own economy. The UN has just come out and said that the only sustainable agriculture is local organic agriculture. I believe in the Global Village Construction Set, in the use of open source design, open source engineering. I believe that the $5 billion poor are essentially going to create a new civilization that is much closer to that of the indigenous Native Americans than what we have now. And if I understood vaguely the other question about the election, I do believe that we will have a very corrupt election, and I do believe that the Republicans will dominate both the Diebold machines that are completely, totally corrupt, and I do believe that Obama is going to be put in the box for the rest of his administration.
Skits in Nebraska, you're on the air with Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Thank you, Terrence, sir, for taking my call. It's a good thing the guy on the other end of the telephone is as good-looking as the one on this end. Robert, you come out with the best news that I have heard in the last 10 years. Now, are you at liberty to give out the names of some of the black sheep billionaires? You mentioned something like about the Mars family. Is it spelled M-A-R-S? Tell us about that.
Well, the Mars family is not one of the black sheep billionaires. The black sheep billionaires, for obvious reasons, don't want to be well known by the Gateses and Buffets of the world. And I'm waiting to see what happens. I'm only indirectly being told about them. I don't have any direct connection. What I do believe, though, is that there are a lot of really smart people. In fact, I just wrote an invited op-ed for The Guardian, and I want to outline four big pots of money that I see coming down the pike. The United Nations just got a commitment for $2.3 billion for 17 sustainable development goals, and they're thinking about how to manage that money so that they don't do what they usually do, which is waste 80% of it on overhead. And I hope that I will have a small role to play in helping them create an intelligence activity that is completely open, that will help move the money directly to villages through electronic bank accounts and completely bypass the corrupt NGO infrastructures that tend to go for salaries and Learjets and all this other stuff. The second pot of money is the billionaires that I'm talking about, the black sheep billionaires. They're getting tired of giving money out to 1,400. Michael Bloomberg, for example, who is not a black sheep billionaire, has given out over $500 million to over 1,400 non-governmental organizations. What this means is he's giving out tokens. He's not doing serious sustainable work. But if we can get everybody to focus on an umbrella organization with a strategy and get all of these people to work together and to share information, then there's some real possibilities. The third big pot of money comes from CEOs. They were recently polled by Oxford University, and they're all realizing that the companies they are managing are dinosaurs that are about to die on a tar pit. And they're all looking for ways to redirect capitalism so that it's actually sustainable. And Paul Hawkins and Herman Daly would call this cradle-to-grave green capitalism. And the last pot of money is the U.S. government. I have gotten OMB to agree twice to an open-source agency. And if Obama wants my help in saving what's left of his administration to include saving the Senate, I know how to do that. And I do that with an open source agency announced before the election and with electoral reform also announced before the election.
And Robert, I mean, thanks for the call, by the way. We've had comments recently from top U.S. ambassadors regarding Russia. Of course, the situation with Ukraine escalated over the past 6 months or so, saying that Russia has been ostracized from, quote, the New World Order. Do you see the BRICS nations who are emerging financially, of course, and with their recent energy infrastructure projects as a genuine alternative to the unipolar system that currently rules the world? Or do you see that as not being particularly relevant to this general
revolution? On the contrary, the BRICS are the alternative. And then there's a third and a fourth alternative. The City of London and Wall Street gave it up. I am absolutely stunned at the Libor scandal and the manner in which Goldman Sachs has been allowed to destroy multiple economies, including the U.S. economy, with absolutely no consequences for anybody of note at the highest levels. The BRICS are creating their own internet, their own World Bank, their own International Development Organization. The BRICS are smarter, wealthier, and tougher than we are. But that's not something Washington wants to hear. They're in denial. Now, let me also point out that Russia is about to make huge strides in the Arctic. It has long been announced by Russia that they were playing the long game and that the Arctic was their financial reserve. And there's some headlines out today and yesterday that essentially say that the Russians have broken through to a major new oil field. I anticipate the Arctic becoming a major transportation hub across the North Pole that will be owned by the Russians, not by the Americans. The open ice is along the Russian border, not the Canadian border. So for me, if I were advising the Strategic Command or anybody with a brain in Washington, D.C., I would say get a grip on the truth. The truth at any cost lowers all other costs. And right now, Washington is living a catastrophic lie.
And we've recently seen comments from Chinese PLA officials regarding the West. Do you see the West as initiating violence against the BRICS countries, whether that be over Ukraine or any situation in Asia geopolitically, as a means of curtailing their growing influence?
Well, you know, I for 15 years, I was a circuit rider for the U.S. Special Operations Command, and I love special operations dearly. But I have to say, special operations in its pure form is white. It is pure. It is good. Special operations has been severely corrupted by the move toward black assassination killer operations. And I'm very distressed by what I see as a corrupt special operations in which we're taking kids right out of boot camp, we're sending them into the field, and we're doing indiscriminate killing. What the Americans don't seem to understand is that everybody else is at least as smart, if not smarter, than they are. Yes, we are going to be sponsoring rendition and torture and drone assassinations and all manner of things, but
We'll be back. We'll pick that up after the break. Robert, David Steele, more of your calls coming up. Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for. And I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Alex Jones Show Live. We're talking to Robert David Steele. More of your calls coming up in a moment. But with all the health threats facing us today, it's never been more important to keep and maintain a healthy immune system, which is why one of the most popular products on InfoWarsLife.com is DNA Force. You know your cells are under daily attack, and DNA is the blueprint of your very humanity. DNA Force is the most amazing product from InfoWars Life formulae, and it's extremely difficult to produce and cultivate using the highest quality FDA-based nutraceutical manufacturing processes. This exclusive formula, loaded with the only US-sourced PQQ on the market, BioPQQ, is backed by 175 published clinical studies and contains more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. Give your body the force field it needs and fight back. Optimize your powerhouse cells and secure your DNA Force today. And you can get that, as you see up on the screen there, at InfoWarsLife.com. We're talking to Robert David Steele, former CIA case officer and author of the Open Source Manifesto. Spyro in Washington, you're on the air with Robert David Steele. Go ahead.
Yeah, one quick point about the Judge Jenkins and two quick questions. I saw a Breitbart article that said something about DPS investigation to the judge over exposing his daughter potentially to Ebola. I don't know if you guys have heard about that. And then the quick questions I have is, Mr. Steele, do you believe that, or do you know that Obama might be our last president? It's something that worries me greatly, whether our country will make it or not. And then I also wanted to ask about the depletion of the U.S. nuclear arms. And meanwhile, other countries like Russia are ramping up massively while they're skirting our coasts with their bombers and whatnot.
Well, we have not had a real president since John F. Kennedy was assassinated. I've reviewed a number of books on the Kennedy assassination. We now know that he was killed by a team that included Rabin from Israel, George Bush Sr. in Dallas, J. Edgar Hoover, the Cuban mafia based in New Orleans, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And every president since then has been essentially informed upon being entered into office that they will either do what they're told or they will be assassinated. I'm told that Jimmy Carter cried his eyes out when he understood the reality here. So be under no illusions about Obama actually being president. Now, having said that, I have enormous faith in the average American and in the goodness of the American people. And I believe we're coming up to a perfect storm. And out of this perfect storm, I don't think it's possible to suborn the American people. I think the only possible outcome of any perfect storm is new growth, a resurrection, a second American republic. On nuclear, I don't really know much about that other than to say that, in my view, nuclear is not going to be used by anybody. There are so many other ways to decapitate this country, to include C4I. I mean, the dirty little secret of NSA is that the Chinese have been writing the electrical circuits into their computers for 10 years. So NSA is a joke. It's a lie. It just got too much power because nobody understood just how idiotic NSA is. So on balance, please, let me just go on the record. I am an optimist about the next 10 years in America.
Okay, thanks for the call. That's going to wrap it up with Robert David Steele. The website is phibetaiota.net, author of the Open Source Manifesto. There you see the public intelligence blog. Great articles on there. Be sure to check that out. Robert David Steele, thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show today.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. David Knight's going to be back in studio along with Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to take more of your calls on Ebola. Of course, all the breaking news on InfoWars.com. We're also going to get into some police state news with the cops treating possession of cash as a criminal offense in and of itself. We're going to get to that and more. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.com.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've
heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.